Texans Radio joining me today, cornerback Kevin Johnson. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I love seeing you on KJack TV every week with Kareem Jackson. You're just like this recurring character, and we've learned quite a few things about you.
A little bit.
Your car's pretty messy.
Yep.
No one would ask you to be their best man.
Yep.
Joel Heath yesterday said he'd like to see you on a reality show. So this is your chance to come clean with people that are watching. Is there anything you want to put out there?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of things I like to put out there. Probably starting with I would probably be everyone's best man.
Okay.
On the team.
Don't know it yet?
No, they know it. They know it. They just won't admit it.
Okay.
And
all
then
right.
Two, my car. There is some truth to my car being messy. And I have to do something about that because...
Oh, that's still an ongoing situation? I thought we'd resolve that.
We resolved it, and now it's back to kind of where it was. So I need to, kind of fix that and get back rolling.
Things are kind of busy right now, so it's understandable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
maybe
for sure,
in
for
the
sure.
off-season. That's like a good off-season project
yeah,
off
for season, you. Yeah, off-season, yeah. Get a car wash, clean it, all that stuff.
All of our cars are very dirty right now. All right, in the locker room, you're this funny jokester, but then on the field, you're a completely different person. Your game against the Rams, you had that big hit on Tavon Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Very physical. How do you feel? It looks like Bill O'Brien even said you've knocked off some of the rust. Do you feel like you're back into it again?
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm definitely feeling better and better every day that goes by. Just as far as just getting my knee back right, feeling like I can, just have that kind of bounce in my step how I'm used to having and being able to run how I'm used to running. So just every day that goes by, I'm getting more comfortable and comfortable. So I'm just excited about the rest of the season and really showing what I can do out there.
Being physical out on the field, especially at your position after you come off an injury, is it hard to get that physical again, knowing that there's a chance for injury? Or I guess with cornerbacks you just have to have the short-term memory. How easy is it for you to sort of forget the fact that you had an injury and you've dealt with it?
It wasn't really so much of me having to being scared of getting re-injured, but more so just it was just a restriction on my physical ability, I think, as far as just running, really. It was just I know, like a Seahawks game, I had a knee brace on.
I was gonna say you had a knee brace. Was that just for one game?
Yeah, it was one game. It was supposed to be longer, but I said I'd never do that again.
Forget the knee brace.
Yeah, forget the knee brace. And then but my knee's feeling stronger. It's feeling really strong. And I'm just getting back every day. So I'm just continuing to just play out there and have fun, play hard.
You definitely look like you're having fun. You look like you're having fun as a rookie, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is your third season. I didn't really feel like you looked or acted like a rookie. I mean, I know a lot of people didn't think you seemed like a rookie on the field either. You saw action in every single game. You had 10 starts. You even had the one interception. Mm-hmm. When did you feel like you were really starting to grasp the game? Because it seemed like just from the jump, you just jumped in there and you were on the field and you were physical. But, was there a process that you went through to sort of get to the level of I'm now an NFL player?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think definitely as a rookie, I think more so in the beginning, more so my rookie year, I felt like I kind of hit a rookie wall my rookie year towards the end of the season. And I feel like I was really starting to get comfortable in my second year. It was actually in the game where I broke my foot where I was starting to really feel comfortable out there and really feeling like I'm coming into
that's
my
really
own.
Unfortunate too.
Yeah. So it sucked, and then I got hurt, and then I missed OTAs and had to come back again, and now I feel like I'm getting back in that space where I'm starting to really feel how I want to feel out there.
Is there any advice that you'd go give your rookie self now that you've sort of been through all that?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's just big in the NFL, just taking care of your body, just because the season's so long, practice is competitive and things like that. And whereas in college, I just kind of went out and practiced or went out and played. It's just kind of important to do the stuff during the week as far as, getting in the cold tub, stretching, getting massages, doing all those type of things. So on game day, you can, feel good out there and be able to put your best foot forward.
Two guys that have really taken good care of their bodies. You're going to face them on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Fitzgerald and mm-hmm. Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Fitzgerald, 34 years old. He's in his 14th season, a 10-time Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. How much did you watch him growing up?
Oh, I watched him a ton, man. He was one of my favorite. you know, players, really, to be honest with you.
Isn't it amazing that he's still playing at this level this many years later?
And at a high level.
Had over 100 yards receiving last week, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just watching him on tape all week, just, you know, you definitely have that respect for him. He's still a you know, a hell of a player. You know, he can run. He's physical. He has amazing ball skills. He's a baller. So, you know, being able to go against a guy like that is going to be a great challenge for us, and it's going to be fun.
And then Adrian Peterson, of course.
Uh-huh.
MVP. I remember he was named Offensive Player of the Year. He's 32 years old. You got to see a little bit of him in New Orleans when you guys had the joint practices. What about when you go up against these two? Do you have any nerves or, you know, what is that like facing a player that you grew up watching?
I wouldn't say I have any nerves, but it's just, you know, you got to step up to the challenge. You know, so I feel like playing against players like that, playing against great players, it's going to make you rise up, you know, probably more so than you think you have, or in the moment, you're just going to rise up and play harder. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us as a defense, and I'm just excited to go against those great players.
All right, we're looking forward to seeing it too, Kevin. Best of luck. Kevin Johnson on Texans Radio. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you.